The greatest thanksgiving that anyone feels is felt by the souls in purgatory towards those that help them. Today's purgatory story showcases this. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get into today's purgatory story. In Britain, there was a peasant who, despite being constantly occupied with work, remained devout and never neglected God's commandments in the church. He had a commendable habit. Every time he passed by the church or walked through the cemetery, he would pray for the souls resting there. Since everyone's life has a beginning and an end, the final hour also arrived for that peasant. He requested that the parish priest be brought to him with the Holy Sacrament so that he could be prepared for the journey to eternity. However, since it was nighttime and the priest was lazy, he instructed the deacon, who assisted him in parish work, to administer the Holy Communion to the dying man. The deacon took the body of Christ and went to the dying man, nourished him with it. Soon after, the peasant breathed his last. The deacon had nothing else to do but return to the rectory. However, as he passed by the church, he noticed that its doors were wide open, and a loud voice came from the nearby cemetery calling out, "Arise, faithful ones, all of you, and do so quickly. Rise from your graves, all you who rest in the cemetery. Let us all go to the church and commend the soul of this deceased man who just passed away to the mercy of God. For during his lifetime, he never forgot about us, as he always sighed for us to the Lord when passing through the cemetery." Then a great thunder resounded and the dead began to emerge from their graves. They entered the brightly illuminated church, lit by hundreds of candles that no one knew who or when had lit them. There they offered solemn prayers for the soul of the departed peasant, and afterwards each one returned to their eternal resting place. The deacon, whether he wanted to or not, witnessed all of this, as such great fear paralyzed him, preventing him from moving. This vision made such an impression on him that he immediately abandoned his secular priesthood and entered a strict religious order, where he fervently prayed for the deceased until his death. This is just one of many examples of how the souls in purgatory have immense gratitude for us when we pray for them. If you knew all the blessings that they have showered upon me and my family through this channel, there's not enough videos that I could make to tell you these stories. Today, as you're celebrating Thanksgiving with your family, don't forget the souls in purgatory. On earth, it's just the case that we can never encounter true gratitude in other people for the things that we do for them. We experience this all the time. If you want to see true gratitude, pray for the souls in purgatory.